Ladies and gentlemen, every Monday we do a little thing where we touch base with Mayor Andy Shore, your mayor, and so much more. Because it's the Monday with the Mayor feature, and he's the mayor. Everybody say along. He's the mayor. Yeah, Mayor Andy Shore. Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
It was a fabulous weekend. Got out and mowed the lawn for the first time. My neighbors are all right on it, man. It's so good, and some of them have a service and stuff. Me, I've got kids, so I don't need a service. So you can tell where the dogs all go.
If you got kids, why are you doing it?
Because I don't mind. I kind of like getting out. My son was actually doing the mowing. I was doing like the trimming and a little bit of trim work, just to make it look nice, little finish work.
Yeah,
that's kind of a little, that's the thing, you know, mowing the lawn can be a little private time. You're kind of in your own head, get there. I know you have people probably for that, but no, I get it. okay, I'll stop. Hey, you had a busy week. You had a busy weekend, a busy week last week, huh?
Oh, yeah. As you get into the summer, it gets warmer. There's all kinds of stuff going on, especially on weekends and at nights. And, you know, people all have their annual thing. And it's fun. Honestly, I enjoy it. That means the warm weather's coming and can be outside and do things. There's been a lot going on.
Are you a fisherman? Do you ever go fishing?
Not really. I would. I just haven't really had time. I would, but it's been a few years.
Yeah,
I do.
That's
enjoy
the thing.
It's relaxing.
As the mayor, I mean, gosh, when do you find time for lawn projects? And it's like the whole city is your backyard. So I don't know where you find time for stuff.
That's fine. You know, I find time here and there. It's funny. You know, you mentioned it was busy. Like on Saturday, I had a whole variety of events, but I had about an hour and a half right in the middle of the day where it was between events. And so I went to Home Depot and got like 25 bags of mulch for my wife.
Hey.
So you fit it in. You fit it in and you bring it home then, you know, change. But you find time.
Okay. When I saw Juneteenth, I went, wait a minute, that's a little early for that. But this is like a planning thing you were involved in Saturday. They're planning this now.
Well, and it was a really good brunch event. And they're planning and they're raising money. You know, there's all going to be all kinds of events. There's 3 days of events every year for Juneteenth. They do a parade. They do a softball game. They do a whole variety of events. So they raised some money for it. So they had over at the old Cadillac Club in Rio Town, the Riverview Church area. They had it was a dinner. Actually, it wasn't a brunch. It was a dinner. But again, it's you had a lot of people there who were supportive of Juneteenth and. We were one of the first cities to have a Juneteenth committee, and we advocated for the holiday here in Michigan, you know, many years ago, in the early 2000s. So they were raising some money, and it was great to see a whole lot of folks come together and talk about the excitement of Juneteenth, which is coming up, and prepping for the parade. And it's not that far away. I mean, you're looking at, you know, basically like a month, month and a half.
Well, we were just talking about the Cherry Festival in Traverse City. So, yeah, I don't want to skip over May. We got Mother's Day coming up and all of that. Which, by the way, here's a question for you. Not so mayoral, but people ask me, are you getting Lisa something for Mother's Day? And my response is usually, maybe a card, but it's not my gig. That's the kids. She's not my mother. I took care of my mother. I'll do, you know, our anniversary in May. May the 6th, by the way, if you're thinking about, you know, giving us something for our anniversary. But do you do Mother's Day or you leave that up to kids?
I give her something for Mother's Day because she is a wonderful mother. She's not my mother. I get my mother something as well. But, you know, it's something, you know, if we take her out to dinner or I get something small or something that she wants that I know, I will get her something for Mother's Day because she is a wonderful mother. And you hold your life in your hands if you decide not to do that. So you let me know how that goes.
Well, that is true. That is true. Okay, so here's a suggestion, Andy. Mayor Andy Shore, your mayor and so much more. You're going to cut the ribbon, or at least help, I think. Do they actually give you the scissors at Carrie's Kitchen? This is a brand new place on MLK. You cutting the ribbon there?
Yeah, we have our own scissors. We have City of Lansing scissors.
Yeah.
And Carrie's Kitchen is it's a new place right on South MLK. People in that area remember there used to be a place called Wings Heaven, which didn't survive the pandemic, which is sad. But so I'm excited to help open Carrie's Kitchen. I actually don't live very far, so I will probably go there pretty often. My daughter spends a lot of time in that area, so we'll probably grab some lunch and dinner. But yeah, I'm excited for that sometime this week. What is it, Tuesday or Wednesday this week? We'll be cutting the ribbon and welcoming everybody to this brand new restaurant on the south side on the MLK corridor. So yeah, I'm excited for that.
Take the wife there for take her for Mother's Day.
Maybe we might. We try and do that. It's there's always everything's crowded when you take someone out for Mother's Day. So we try and get places early and but it'll be fun and we're looking forward to it. I love the South MLK corridor. There's lots to do. But we like when we have some sit-down restaurants and things that we can get some good food. So I'm excited.
I was reading a little synopsis on Carrie's Kitchen. This is soul food, man. Yep. I don't know how much you know about soul food. My mother grew up in the South, and everything I ate growing up, I didn't realize was soul food, but it was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's great. Yeah, I mean, we've got, Gregory's on the north side on North MLK. Gregory's Soul Food, which is awesome. I get there.
Oh, that's really good.
Pretty often. We'll do the chicken and waffles there, and they just have very good sandwiches. So it's cool to have a second one, and on the south side. So I'm excited. I'm a big fan.
All right, Mayor Andy Shore, your mayor, and so much more. Is that the highlight of your week? Is that the busy part of your week? Because it would be mine, Carrie's Kitchen.
It'll be a highlight of my week. We've got a variety of other things going on, but that'll certainly be a highlight. So I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited to help cut the ribbon.
It's gonna be a beautiful time, and you get do it tomorrow. Stormy until at least the sun will be out. So there's that.
That's right.
Andy. We're up on time, and we'll let you go. We'd appreciate you taking a little time with us this morning anyway. Now you're off to go. What's your first thing this morning?
I got to look at my calendar. I got some stuff with my staff. We have a cabinet every Monday at 8:30, so I bring all of our directors together. We talk about the week and everything going on, so that's my next thing.
I love it. All right, Andy, it's an awesome time. Have a great week, my friend. We'll talk Monday. All right, buddy.
You too.
He's the mayor, everybody. There he goes. Look at him. He's the mayor. Yeah, Gregory's is awesome. I like on a nice day, when you do the outdoor seating. I like sitting outside. All right, well, on we go. 1320 WILS.